Back at the 2026 Classic in the Country, Jake Seidel. I'm here with Natalie Holbrook from Klaxon Communications, Klaxon Sports, sometimes WKLM, her own photography business.
All of the above.
You've probably seen her out there taking pictures of something if you come to a Holmes County or Coshocton County sporting event.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of just travel wherever the game takes me. That's my new tagline. That's what I've been kind of using. I just go wherever the game takes me. So I've been a lot of places covering a lot of sports.
Yeah, we're happy to have her out here helping us again with Classic in the Country for Klaxon Communications. And I imagine we're going to see you run down and take some pictures at some point, too.
Oh, absolutely. You can look forward to those on the WKLM Facebook page. We're gonna post some. I'll take some, make some highlights, and we'll get some content out there for everyone. So, yeah, it'll be exciting.
So, for those that don't know, you started out a couple years ago just doing video for Casey, and it's just kind of expanded from there.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your personal journey with sports and photography.
Yeah, so I first started out working, you know, camera for Klaxon Communications. I was coming to your games just running the camera. And then I just fell in love with it. I mean, I fell in love being behind the camera. And then I started taking pictures, and I tried that route, and I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. And it just became my passion, and I've started shooting wedding videos, and I shoot everything from sports to branding photos. I just got back from a conference in Nashville, Tennessee. Got to go learn about portrait work and be able to come back so I can have some seniors and be able to do that. So I'm really excited to see where everything goes.
And it's real. As someone that's watched you grow over the last couple of years, it's amazing to see just how far you've come from getting a like used camera on Facebook Marketplace to now essentially being a professional photographer.
Yeah, it's crazy, and I don't feel like a professional photographer. I don't use that word ever, but yeah, I just kind of wing it, man. I just go out there, but I love it so much that it comes naturally, and I'm blessed to be able to do what I do. I'm blessed to have the opportunities that I have, and yeah, I'm just going to keep on keeping on.
What's been your favorite opportunity you've gotten through photography?
That's a good question. Probably when WKLM sent me to the high state game, that was a top 10 moment for me. I mean, being on that field and like being able to take pictures of those guys, that's something that, you know, somebody from Ohio always dreams of being able to do. And actually being able to be in the stadium and take those pictures, that's surreal.
Again, it's amazing. If you haven't seen her work, we're going to have plug your socials real quick.
Oh, yeah. So you can find me on Instagram, Facebook at Natalie_Holby. That's just everything that I go by. And then I have a website, natalieholbrook.com. But, yeah, you can find me really just on social media just about anywhere.
And, again, she will have some of her pictures uploaded on the WKLM social medias throughout the Classic in the Country as well. So, Natalie, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and we are so proud of how far you've come over the last couple of years.
Thanks, Jake. I appreciate it. Jake, are we going to see a race this year?
No, we're not doing a race this year. Troy got injured last year. I don't have the video to have Jacob insert it right now, but Troy got hurt last year, so in the interest of keeping Troy from getting hurt, there will be no races of WKLM personnel at this year's Classic in the Country.
So what if I challenge you to a cow milking contest?
No, we're done.
I am retiring
at the top of my game. I am retired.
Listen to this guy. Retiring.
I'm retired from Classic in the Country competitions.
Okay, all right. Maybe I'll get you back on there sometime.
Natalie Holbrook, we'll have more to come from the 2026 Classic in the Country here on WKLM.